Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Radha Madhava Gopi jana balabha giribhara thadi Gopi jana balabha giribhara Gopi jana balabha giribhara thadi Gopi jana Jasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Jasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Jamana Tira Vana Chadi Jamuna Tira Vana Chadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hadi Jaya Radha Madhava Gopi jana balabha giribhara thadi Gopi jana balabha giribhara thadi Jasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Jasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Jamana Tira Vana Chadi Jamana Tira Vana Chadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hadi Madhava Kunjabi Hadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hadi Madhava Kunjabi Hadi Jaya Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivitaka Charaja Astatara Satasi Srimad His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Gaura Premanandi I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I already sent the PPT in Chinese to your email box.
Email? Email yes. Or WhatsApp? Email.
Email.
Okay. I'm going to forward this to you. I didn't receive it. So I will, we'll just proceed without it, okay? Because it'll take some time and be disruptive.
Yes.
You can you can say to them what they'll be seeing in English, you'll be sending them in Chinese.
Actually, today morning's class is broadcasted in YY, but the audience in YY, they cannot see the screen because there is no such function.
Okay. Then after this class, what I'm covering in English, they'll get a copy in Chinese from you. After the class.
Yeah. I will send the Sumiki Radhanathan.
Tell them. Say it now.
Sumiki. Yeah. Sumiki Radhanathan.
The topic for this morning's class is overcoming fear. And over the past weekend here in America, this topic was discussed twice amongst young people, new beginner people, young American people in here in the United States.
在前个星期，这个话题克服恐惧已经讲述了两遍了。受众的观众呢是年轻的美国观众，他们是刚刚开始修行的这些年轻人。
Because it was new people, I had to make a presentation that was more introductory for new people. But since all the devotees here are really well-experienced devotees, I'm going to go in the topic more deeply, just now. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a very important story about one of the incarnations of Krishna known as Lord Rishabhdev. Rishabhdev had 100 sons. The eldest of them was Bharat Maharaj, who became the next king.
Rishabhdev 一共有100位儿子，其中长子是Bharata，Bharata成为了下一任国王。
Now, amongst those 100 sons, some of them became brahmanas, some of them became kings, and some of them became transcendentalists like Narada Muni.
在这一百位儿子当中呢，有的成为了婆罗门，有的成为了国王，还有的成为了像Narada Muni那样的超然主义者。
Those transcendentalists like Narada Muni were 9 in number, called the Navayogendras. Nava Yogendra.
Yogendra.
She struggles with Sanskrit words. Nava Yogendra. 9.
Nava Yogendra.
There were yogis, and amongst yogis there were king of yogis, or Yogi Indra, or Yogendras, and there were nine in number. Nava Yogendras.
Nava Yogendra.
There's a very significant section in Canto 5, Chapter 5, where Bharat Maharaj is instructing his 100 sons in the purpose of life.
Rishabdev
was instructing his 100 sons the purpose of life.
那么在《博伽瓦谈》第五天第五章当中， Rishabdev 教导了他的100位儿子关于生命的目标。
Very valuable These are very valuable instructions.
这些教导是非常珍贵的教导。Later
in the 11th canto, we hear something further about those nine Yogendras.
后来在圣典博伽瓦谈的后面的篇章当中，我们会详细的了解到关于Nava Yogendras九位Yogendra的事迹。Like
Narada Muni, who can travel anywhere in the whole universe just by singing the names of Krishna and playing upon his veena, like Narada, the Nava Yogendras can travel anywhere in the spiritual and material world. They're very unusually empowered persons.
这九位Yogendra，他们是非常不同寻常的，被赋予力量的人物。他们就像是Narada Muni一样，Narada Muni一边弹奏着他的Veena琴，一边唱诵着Juhari的圣名，四处漫游，在宇宙上下四处漫游。这九位Yogendra一，其实就像Narada Muni一样，能够在宇宙上下四处漫游。
Their mission is to give pure knowledge and pure devotion to qualified persons that they find within the universe.
他们的使命是他们将这个超然的纯粹的知识，纯粹的奉爱。
So one time, you'll see a nice painting. They came to a place where one king named King Nimi was engaged in a very special sacrifice, fire yagya.
有一次，这九位Yogendra他们去到了Nimi王
And just as the yagya was about to begin, all the brahmanas were all ready and the fire had already been lit, the Nava Yogendras came descending from the sky and were brilliant like the sun, and the king stood up to receive them.
火祭已经点燃，就在这些婆罗门们，他们即将要举行这场盛大的火祭的时候，这九位Yogendra从天而降，他们就像太阳一样光芒万丈。尼米王看到了他们，立刻起身迎接。And
normally, one doesn't interrupt a yagya once it's begun, but the king broke this rule, understanding that the Nava Yogendras were exceptional personalities. He stood with folded hands, offered praises to them, and asked many, many questions.
通常情况下是不会去打断祭祀的施行的，但是尼尼王 看到这九位有根转是非常特别的、特殊的例外，于是他双手合十，向这九位有根转致以崇敬的顶礼。
The very first topic that was discussed amongst these great personalities was the topic of fear.
并且尼米王向这九位有真者询问了许许多多的问题，其中的一个话题就讲到了关于恐惧这个话题。
We'll spend some time now discussing the topic of fear.
我们现在要花点时间来讨论一下关于恐惧这个话题。
Everyone knows what fear is. It's one of the four...basic animal instincts in life.
我们都知道了，这个恐惧是这个动物的一种本能。
Eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing. These are the four animal propensities.
那么这四个四种动物般的倾向，那就是吃、睡、防卫、交配。动物般的生活的倾向，吃、睡、防卫、交配。
Of the four animal propensities, it's the strongest.
那么，在这四个，在这个动物般的倾向当中，最强烈的一个是。
Consider.If your life is threatened while you're eating, or your life is threatened while you're sleeping, or even your life is threatened while mating, you stop those three things and you do one thing, you protect.
通常听，那么恐惧是这四种动物倾向当中最深刻的，最剧烈的一种。那么，如当一个人在吃的时候受到了恐吓，在睡的时候受到了恐吓，或者是在进行交配的时候受到了恐吓，那么一个人就会停止其他三种活动。
Now there's aside from just fending for your life, there's other types of fear that are very well known in human society.
在人类社会当中，除了防卫这一项之外，也有各种各样的其他的形式的这种恐惧的表现。
There are persons that are engaged in counseling, and they describe there's three primary sources of fear.
我们就是在做这种心理咨询师的，他们进行了他们总结出有三种主要的恐惧的源头。
There's social fears, like the fear of feeling judged.
例如一种社会性的恐惧，那就是害怕被人品头论足。
There's fear of death.
恐惧死亡。
And there's fear of loneliness.
还有恐惧孤独。
I had a discussion the last 2 days with somebody whose profession is in the medical field, and they have a fear of death, which I found very surprising, because how do you do medical profession if you have fear of death?
那么在前两天呢，我遇到了一位就是医生，他是从事从医的这样的一位教授，那么他就讲到了关于这个恐惧死亡，他们恐惧死亡。那么一个从医的医生恐惧死亡，那怎么去进行呢？
And as far as fear of loneliness is concerned, it's very prevalent in this world. I'll share something with you.
而且呢，在这个世界上，恐惧孤独也是非常突出的。我现在给大家分享一下这方面的话题。
In England, there's a ministry that's responsible for helping people who are experiencing loneliness. They call it the Ministry of Loneliness. It's a government agency. When people are experiencing extreme degrees of loneliness, that it becomes very detrimental to their health, both physical and mental. Sometimes governments have to spend vast sums of money to help people with their health or physical or mental health issues simply due to loneliness. So there's a whole ministry of loneliness. And I leave it to your imagination that during this pandemic period where people are encouraged to self-quarantine, loneliness is increasing like anything. Mental health professionals are becoming very, very busy during pandemic.
内心的这种疾病，心理的疾病，心理疾病，在这个疫情期间就会急剧增加。
This is the world in which we live.
这就是我们所生活的世界。
And we know from Bhagavad Gita, by design, the material world is a place of misery, and it's a temporary place of misery. Dukkhalayama shashvatam. The Bhagavatam teaches us the same thing. There's a phrase that Prabhupada would speak regularly from the Bhagavatam, Padam, Padam, Yadvi Padam, Natesham. There's calamity at every step. And when calamity comes charging at you, how do you respond? Well, because you can't see the PowerPoint presentation, you can't see the image, but the animal response is fear. That doesn't help the situation, but that's a common response. Fear. So during this past weekend, we discussed some of these same points. There's fear of uncertainty, especially during this pandemic time. We don't know what's happening tomorrow. We can't make plans for practically anything because there's so much uncertainty.
那么在过去的几天当中，我们也讨论了还有对不确定因素的恐惧，就比如在疫情期间，我们无法做出任何实际的计划，我们不知道明天会发生什么，所以有了这种，因为这种不确定因素导致的恐惧。
Because everything in this world is limited and temporary, there's always fear, pervasive fear of personal loss of something.
那么在这个有限而短暂的物质世界里，四处都充满着，都渗透着害怕失去。
You can
害怕失去个人的拥有。
You can do this little exercise for a few moments and look inside yourself and ask, what are your deepest fears?
此刻大家可以闭上眼睛，花几秒钟的时间去内观，去看看，好好的看看我们的内心，我们内心最恐惧的，最害怕的是什么。
Now if we were together in the same room, I might go around the room and ask for some volunteers, but it's hard to do that when you're doing this through technology remotely.
但是如果我们大家在
Go ahead.
如果我们大家都待在同间房子的话，那么大家做这个练习之后，我会去询问大家来，大家让大家自告奋勇的发言，去说出你们内心最害怕的是什么，最恐惧的是什么。因为现在是通过这种网上的授课，所以无法去这样去询问大家。
The scriptures advise us to let go of an artificial sense of proprietorship, but unless you're there, most likely you have some fear that you might lose something that's important to you.
在经典当中，经典教导我们应该去摒弃这种人为的拥有之念。但是呢，在没有摒弃这种拥有之念之前，我们都会害怕失去我们所拥有的。
The college students that I was speaking with this weekend, they volunteered that one of their strong fears is fear of being judged.
那么在这个上个礼拜的周末，当我在和这些大学生授课的时候，他们有人就发言说到了他们非常恐惧的一种恐惧，非常突出的一种恐惧，就是害怕受到别人的评判。
Last time I was in China, we had some seminars on this topic of fear of failure. There's a nice image that's already translated into Chinese about social pressures that come from the world in which we grow up that have so many social expectations, and it's.Can be very crushing.
那么呢，在去年来中国的时候，我曾经给大家关于害怕失败这个话题进行了讲述。那么我们在生活当中面临了各种各样的社会的压力，还有各种各样的期待。
This is just a short list of some of the most prominent.Types of fear.
那么在这里呢，只是简要的给大家讲解了，各种几种不同的这种恐惧失恐惧成为这个失败者。
And when people are faced with fear, there's a common unhealthy response.
当人们去面临恐惧的时候，通常会有一些不健康的反应。
In medical science, it's called fight or flight.
那么在医学领域当中，我们对这个不健康的反应，一种是把它称为是逃离主义，或者是逃跑主义。
We built within our nervous system is this fight or flight mechanism, and animal instincts tells us fight or flight.
那么呢，这是根据这个一个人的神经系统做出来的一种本能的一种反应，对这种恐惧的一种不健康的反应，就是逃离主义。So
that's a little introduction to our topic of fear as it's found in Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么呢，实际上呢，这就是在我们的圣典《薄伽瓦坛》对此。
So now we're going to go back to the beginning of this discussion, because this is your Srimad Bhagavatam class time. And we're going to hear from these great sages, the Navayogendras, what is the root cause of fear?